This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Thursday, and we have a lot of news. Alex Jones is going to be calling us in the next segment. He's got a report that he has filed about the arrest of Cliven Bundy. Of course, Cliven Bundy announced last night that he was going to be heading to Oregon. There was a live broadcast. We're going to have an update on what's going on in that situation. The last four people who were there in that refuge went out broadcast last night that they were being surrounded by the FBI. They also called Franklin Graham. He is also on his way. Presumably, they won't arrest Franklin Graham. They arrested Cliven Bundy on conspiracy charges, and they say that it relates to what happened in Nevada, because clearly, when you look at the message that went out last night, he said, it's time for all we the people, Americans, patriots, militia, we need to go, and we need to be louder than they are. He didn't go with arms. He's not calling for violent revolution. He's not conspiring to overthrow the government. He's exercising, just as the others were, his First Amendment rights. We have a right to peacefully assemble. We have a right to petition our government for a redress of grievances. You know, that's the right to complain about your government, the right to complain to your government. A lot of people are very upset because these guys showed up with weapons, you know. Well, we have a Second Amendment that covers that as well. You have a right to keep and bear arms. They didn't violate the Second Amendment, which protects that. There's a state law that doesn't conflict with that either. Of course, we said from the beginning that this is what this was about, that they wanted to get the Bundy family as an act of revenge for what happened in Nevada. I think it's very clear that you have to do this neighborhood by neighborhood. That neighborhood woke up when they saw the excessive use of force, when they saw the BLM come in and rope off a little remote area in the middle of the desert and say First Amendment area. It was outrageous. The violence, the predation, the negating of our First Amendment rights had angered the community. They stood together and helped him to take his cattle back. And if they're saying that that was a conspiracy, Cliven Bundy clearly said, I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm telling you what I'm doing. I was there. We've got it on tape. So that's something where we need to stand together. We need to understand what's going on. But we need to understand that it has to be done community by community. It has to be done in a way that people clearly understand that this is a defensive operation, not an offensive operation. They went into Oregon. They didn't know the people there, the territory. They were easily portrayed by the leftist media as being dangerous, aggressive yahoos. And there were some dangerous, aggressive yahoos there. We said from the very beginning that there were Fed provocateurs that were pushing them to do things that made absolutely no sense from a strategic standpoint, from a tactical standpoint. When they wanted to go talk to people at a meeting with 400 people, they wanted to talk about what could be done in terms of managing the public lands better by doing it at a local level. They were going to have a peaceful meeting. Clearly, the community of 400 people were not afraid of these people going to speak to them. That's when they arrested the group that was going there. That's when they shot Lavoie Finicum. So Alex Jones is going to be talking to us about that. We also have news about the global financial meltdown continuing. We have another day of massive stocks. It's not really news anymore. We don't cover this on a daily basis. Every day, there's hundreds of points being lost. One market or the other is going down several percent. It was the Asian markets. The last couple of days have been plummeting. We now have dollar and global stocks are falling, evidently because of everybody is saying it's because of Janet Yellen's comments yesterday that she made in one of the houses of Congress. She's speaking again today. You know, the Fed created this economic bubble, and the Fed is now waving their pen around and scaring the stock markets. Everybody is fleeing to gold. It's a massive move towards gold. There's a lot of articles up at the top of Drudge Report. As a matter of fact, it is the lead story on the Drudge Report, Gold Rush, as stocks and bonds plunge. And then, of course, there's a very interesting article we'll take a look at from The Telegraph. Say the world can't afford another financial crisis. It could destroy capitalism as we know it. Well, capitalism as they define it is crony corruption. Maybe that wouldn't be a bad thing, but of course it will be spun by the Bernie Sanders socialists in a very evil way. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade. Bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My fellow liberty lovers, it is February 11th, 2016, on this worldwide live Thursday transmission. I am filing reports from the road coming up here in just a few minutes. David Knight will be hosting live in studio. Now, at the bottom of the hour, I'm filing a report on the deteriorating situation out in Oregon with Clive and Bundy traveling there to protest for his son's release, being arrested in Portland last night, flying in armored vehicles, the ones they swore wouldn't be used against the American people. Have now surrounded the federal wildlife refuge, and the people inside say that they may finally give up today. And, of course, the feds, with total relish, will then charge them with a bunch of crimes, but allow the president to sign executive orders to basically bring in all the illegal aliens he wants and violate federal law and break every other law you can imagine. That's okay when the big banks openly launder hundreds of billions of drug money every year. It's okay when the UN runs giant sex slavery rings, including as young as four-year-old children. That's okay. The feds aren't doing anything about that. But if you get some people in cowboy hats running around protesting all the land grabs that are going on, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. So I'm going to break that down. But here's the deal. The so-called federal government is run by foreign banks on record. That's what the New World Order is all about. And they are trying to make the, quote, federal lands that in some states are 90% of the land, like Nevada, off limits. They're blocking people with their four-wheelers. They're blocking people trying to fish. They're kicking farmers and ranchers off that have used the land before it was even a territory or a state. So that's what's going on. And under property rights, for all the liberal trendies who hate capitalism but love their iPhones, when you have grazing rights and you have a loyal title, that is the strongest type of right you can have when it's been exercised over generations. That's why they have to grandfather in people that already owned or used the land before. And David and I was making a great point just 2 days ago. They call them nail houses in China. There's thousands of them where in the middle of a shopping center or the middle of a government complex or the middle of a road, they'll just be a house and 10 acres. Because after Mao took over, they couldn't produce any food when they took all the land, so they let the public all have about 10 acres, and most of the country's produce ended up being produced on those little 10-acre plots. He was copying what Lenin did as well. The Soviet Union couldn't feed itself in its early days because they collectivized everything. And so they began to allow some of their satellites that they controlled, like Ukraine and other areas, especially in the time of Stalin, to then have their own little small plots of land. So I guess capitalism does, again, feed even the communist bellies. But I digress. The feds are out of control. They're starting fights everywhere. They're power grabbing. They're groping our genitals at the airport. And the border's open. It's all a big joke. Okay, we know that. We've ascertained that. But the bigger issue is globalism uses the same tactics around the world to take over a country. And when it enters the final phases of a total foreign takeover, they will try to start a domestic civil war in a country ahead of really restricting speech and really arresting their political opposition, which is professors and writers and scientists and media people. But first they want to set the precedent rounding up people that are seen as disreputable, just like Hitler did with the Jews and others that they demonized. And so that's why they want to infiltrate and manipulate the Patriot media and the Patriot militia to have us sound violent, to have us sound unhinged, so that they can then affect the battle space and try to sell the idea of a war against the American people. The good news is it's not going to fly. The dog doesn't hunt. The boat doesn't float. Congress has a 9% approval rating. They had a Gallup poll last month where Americans think the government's the most dangerous thing to them in the world. And that's true because it's illegitimate. It's run by these special interests who are playing God. Now, coming up, David Knight has a guest coming on the broadcast to break down the fact that major city councils across the country and state legislatures are trying to ban the words founding fathers being used at 4th of July or being used in government speech. They're saying, do not talk about the founders in speeches. Do not talk about the founders when you're giving a speech. Do not use it. That's just like when they said in Seattle, ban brown bags. They might hurt somebody's feelings. And you're like, that's ridiculous. It's meant to be ridiculous. These are thought police. And they've already banned protesting radical Muslims in Europe. They have a permanent emergency now in France. People say that's crazy. They bring in foreigners, let them attack, and then if you speak out against it, you get arrested. Yes, yes. That's what they're trying to set up in this country as well. And so we have to understand these are true authoritarians that we are dealing with. These are true oppressors of the people. And you work for the federal government. I mean, give me a break. Who could deny that it's lawless at the top? Who could deny it's doing more and more things that aren't in the Constitution? Who can deny that it's involved in many policies that persecute the people? Who can deny that when you go to a national park now, imperious, arrogant, rangers will just come over and henpeck you to let you know that they're the boss. Same thing when you're in D.C. Just endless uniformed groups, federal, state, and local, getting in your face, treating you like you're bad, training you that you basically have no dignity or no rights. This is all being done by design. And then when the police and security services, in other words, third world country, act like goons, the globalists are going to come in the next phase, which you're already seeing the preparatory stages of, and start a major socialist slash communist style revolt against those departments. Then the feds will come in as the saviors, saying adopt the UN truth and reconciliation model of the, quote, strong cities initiative. Let us monitor you. Let us run you. This is already happening in America. And we won't come after you. We won't indict you. We won't SWAT team raid you. We won't sue you like they are Sheriff Arpaio. And they're investigating people like Governor Abbott and our Attorney General. They've indicted. There's already a war going on. And we need to have people like the governor of Texas be able to stand strong with the people behind them, openly speaking out against the tyranny that we're seeing. Because the fact that they're bringing in all this open attack on free speech, the fact that they're telling us on TV that our kids belong to the government only shows how desperate they are to speed up their revolution of authoritarianism and just make us basically cave in and submit and be so overwhelmed we just give up. That's not happening. The opposite is happening. People are waking up in droves. They're realizing what's going on. The feds are waking up big time. Believe me, it's amazing. The police are awake. The military is awake. I don't know one special forces operator. I know a lot of them. I know currently serving. I know folks, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Delta Force, whole nine yards. You know, people that have just done amazing stuff beyond anything you've ever seen in a movie. Super smart men. And they are as awake as I am or more. Okay? So that's got to concern the globalist folks. So what do they want to do? They want to kick off a civil war. They want us to act like a bunch of idiots and a bunch of morons. And we can't let that happen. But we've also got to realize, and I'm going to say this again later because it's so important, we can't be maneuvered into a physical fight. And I don't want to hear all these guys that go, shut up, wimp, you know, time for talk's over. It's those guys that never actually do anything. Have you gotten politically involved? Have you run for office? Have you done a radio show? Have you done videos? Have you gotten involved? Have you sued an agency that's out of control? Have you supported good people in government to hold them up as leaders and promote them? Have you gone out and created community organizations? No, you haven't. But millions and millions of other great patriots in this country and worldwide have. And you're the reason we have a very, very good shot at stopping this and not letting them start a Soros-style civil war like we've seen in Ukraine. So I just keep hammering that and hammering that and hammering that. It is a tragedy that someone was killed out there, Mr. Lavoie. But it'll be a bigger tragedy if this kicks off and is a larger event. Again, I'm going to say it. Let's not be maneuvered into fighting with each other. The info war is now. You will never physically fight in the future if you won't fight in the information war today. And that's what the globalists are scared of, because 99% of us stand to lose under this new world order. It's treasonous. It's illegitimate. It's foreign. It's breaking all of our laws nakedly in our face. It's time to get that message out and have the states come together with the people and with good members of Congress to reverse this tyranny, this runaway train. Don't think that there's this big runaway train because they're invincible. They're now in the looting process, knowing they may go down and may be defeated and may be set back. Doesn't mean they'll be completely defeated, but they know they're about to be set back in Europe and in the United States and other areas. That's why they dissolved the borders. It's why they're panicking. It's why they're trying to bring us into globalism now, is because there is such a huge awakening taking place. They are desperate, people. They are desperate. So we need to hold our heads high, stand up for free speech, and promote free speech, and go to these city councils and these public schools and let them know that there will be free speech, and reach out with free speech programs to reteach Americana that is like high noon to a vampire or a silver bullet to a werewolf. They want to get our speech shut down because that's the power, folks. So use it or lose it. And now is the time to use it. We're doing it right here at the InfoWar. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with David Knight and more. Stay with us. It's a big broadcast today as we defend the entire Bill of Rights against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention, listeners of this radio station are set to get free survival food. Farmers vow to keep up with the rush to supply every listener who calls and beats the deadline to claim free 72-hour survival food kits. In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts recommend good for 25 years survival food. In an unprecedented move, Food for Patriots 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners of this radio station. According to a company spokesman, this is happening because we're worried that the people in Washington have an agenda. Control the food, control the people. You don't want to rely on the government to keep your family fed in a crisis. The normal price of these kits is $27 plus shipping, but listeners who act now get them free. Just cover $9.95 shipping and processing per kit. Call 800-942-7579 in the next 48 hours to beat the deadline. To get your free 72-hour survival food kit, you need to call 800-942-7579 right now. That's 800-942-7579.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live. We're going to have some more comments from Alex Jones in the next segment. I want to talk about who the real terrorists are as we look at the situation unfolding in Oregon. And, of course, we're staying abreast of what's going on there. We've had Franklin Graham fly to the area to try to resolve this peacefully so there won't be any more loss of life. We hope that it is resolved peacefully. Before I go to who the real terrorists are, let me tell you about a new flash sale that we have 24 hours. We have a flash sale 30 to 40% off retail for our InfoWars Life select storable food. This is very important as we look at the economic uncertainty. As you look at the Drudge Report, still at the very top, gold rush, the stocks, bonds plunge. We're headed for very uncertain economic times as we're approaching this year. The financial markets are roiled and people are moving to gold for safety. The dollar is dropping. You need to make sure that you've got the basics covered, that you have prepared for yourself, for your family. And of course, food is one of the first things you need to have. So for 30 to 40% off retail, you can find that at InfoWars Life Select. We have our lowest prices of the year and you get free shipping on any orders over $50. That's very important because food is heavy to ship, so that's a big savings in addition to the 30 to 40% off retail. So for limited time only, we've got this 24-hour flash sale. You can get 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Food. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. And one other thing, we have extended for one more day the introductory sale for Anthroplex. Again, that's the sale where you can get Anthroplex, our new male product, along with Super Male Vitality, 15% off when you buy those together and get free shipping. This will end today. We extended it for one more day. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. There was an article that caught my attention today as I was looking at what's going on in Oregon. HSBC has just been sued in Texas court for acts of terror. Yes, the London Bank, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. And, of course, remember, they got started about 100 years ago with the opium trade out of Hong Kong, Shanghai. The families of U.S. citizens who were brutally murdered by Mexican drug cartels are suing HSBC. They're accusing the bank of allowing crime lords to launder billions of dollars and shatter lives in the process. This is from RT through Reuters. They say the legal complaint says HSBC's material support of Mexican drug gangs led to the destruction of multiple lives, including those of the plaintiffs. And, of course, we have reported they found HSBC liable for money laundering. They gave them a slap on the wrist, which was $2 billion in penalties back in 2012. We've talked to a whistleblower who pointed out that this kind of activity had been flagged before. It continued to go on. Yeah, what do we hear? We hear about Y'al-Qaeda. We hear about these guys who are protesting in Oregon. And again, I think that the way they went about it was foolish. They should have stuck to their area. They should have they had the backing and the understanding of their community where they were known. But they didn't break any laws. They're being charged with conspiracy. That's the favorite thing of the FBI. You know, when I look at what the FBI, what the BLM did in Nevada, cordoning off that area and saying this is a free speech zone, that was really an affront. It was a visual thing people could get around. But you have to understand and look at what the FBI is doing. When they arrest these people, when they make it into, when they've actually killed LaVoy Finicum, now they've arrested Clive and Bundy for flying up there. Can't we address and redress grievances to our government? Can't we complain to their face? Can't we carry weapons openly? They didn't violate any state laws, and certainly it's supported by the Second Amendment, without getting attacked by the FBI. Remember, the only people who have done violence here have been the FBI. There was no violence done. These people who were arrested, LaVoy Finicum, who was shot, they were on their way to meeting with 400 people to talk about natural resources issues in that area. And when we look at the other terrorists, we see HSBC laundering money. Remember El Chapo, the guy that we heard so much about when he broke out of the prison? He was head of the Sinaloa cartel. That Sinaloa cartel had its own private window at HSBC to launder money. So these people are working with the Mexican drug gangs, they're working with international gangs, they're working with terrorists to foment violence. This is the banks, this is the government, and the government gives them a pass because they're too big to jail. That's what we really need to be concerned about. Those are the people who are the real terrorists. And let me tell you, as we look at these stories that are at the top of Drudge about the markets that are collapsing now, people are stampeding out of the global stock markets, concerned about the comments that the chair of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, is saying. Remember that it was Ben Bernanke who said, yeah, we caused the depression. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. We, in other words, the Fed, he said it as he was chairman of the Fed, we won't do that again. Oh, really? Really? When we look at this, I don't have a lot of confidence that they won't do it again. So we're going to be right back with Alex Jones. He has more comments about what is going on in Oregon. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here with a breakdown on the latest developments in Oregon with the ongoing standoff and the entire land rights situation, which is very, very important. And I know that everything we talk about here on the broadcast is important, but this is particularly important because it's got so many different angles to it. First off, there's 4 people still inside, and they're saying that they're negotiating to come out today because the FBI has moved armored vehicles, MRAPs, in, surrounding it within about 50 yards, and has snipers trained on the building, reportedly. And so they're now, you know, realizing that things are escalating. That coincides with the patriarch of the Bundy clan being arrested, the 74-year-old rancher being arrested, flying into Oregon last night. Now, going over the different things that Cliven had talked about, his sons, after they were in custody, said, "Stand down, everybody go home." He had put the sheriff on notice, basically ordering him to remove the feds and saying that he was coming out there to basically lead a new protest of some type. So Mr. Bundy had to know that the feds see him as more of a leader than his sons and would obviously be planning to arrest him when he arrived. So we must take into consideration the fact that he probably knows that this was going to happen and wants to be a symbol, a land rights symbol, and I guess be in jail with his sons. Let's be clear. We sent out David Knight and Josh Owens and covered this for over a week when it happened last year. We were right there when the feds were threatening to shoot the people if they crossed the line there in southern Nevada. It was historic. And that's why Harry Reid said, these people are domestic terrorists. We're going to get you. We're coming after you. From that point on, the feds had special psychological warfare operators infiltrating kind of the Bundy circle, and basically maneuvering them from the best research we've been able to put together into this new situation and the 40-day standoff in Oregon. Now, let's be clear. The feds are out of control. They're totally lawless. The president ignores whatever laws he wants. They ship in plane loads of people every day and don't even check their IDs. That's mainstream news. The government has been caught shipping in most of the narcotics. The big banks launder the money. They put cancer viruses in the vaccines. Look, we know we have an occupied government. We know that it's been taken over by foreign interests. We know it signs foreign secret treaties waiving our sovereignty. The problem is, if you look at the George Soros globalist attack plan, they don't want us to peacefully, politically educate people about this and then take the country back through the states and the federal government and a CONCON if needed, constitutional convention. They want it to be a physical confrontation and where they can do it on their terms, where they want, with people that have martyr complexes. And I've studied the situation. I've studied the militias in this country. And what they do is they go out and they find the militias or they find the type of people that mean well, but who can be psychologically manipulated into believing they're going to make a last stand like the Alamo. And then once they have the people in place, they can then have other operatives come in or useful idiots and do things like dress up in sumo wrestler outfits or, you know, when the liberal media would send giant boxes of sex toys, they would, you know, hold them up on TV and say, how dare you send these to us? Just everything they did walked right into a trap. And not so much the Bundys, but the other people there. Then, of course, you got the fact that the Hammonds said, we don't want you here. You know, we don't want to have the standoff. They were clearly set up over a controlled burn. This is giving Harry Reid everything he wants. Because you had the iconography, the image of what happened last year with people with American flags on horseback not aiming their guns at the feds and the feds aiming their guns at the people, and they look like fools. It looked like an occupying army being run off by the local villagers, the local peasants. And so the symbolism was pure Americana, pure John Wayne, and absolutely scared the living daylights out of the globalists, because they want to make resistance to tyranny, whether it be physical or whether it be cultural, informational, they want to make it look like guys hiding out in camo thinking that the government's going to put chips in their brains. They want to make it look paranoid and schizophrenic and nuts. And they want to sell that image to brand any resistance to what's coming as farcical, as stupid, as silly. And that's exactly what then a year plus later the Bundys walked into. In the case of the Bundy Ranch, since the 1870s, they had grazing rights on the property. And the feds kept raising the rates until more than 50 families total, 30 families right in the area, were driven out. So this is taxation without representation. This is the power to tax and the power to destroy, just like they turn off our power plants, just like they set up tariffs and other systems with environmental regulations that are internal tariffs, so we can't compete with Chinese and Indian and Mexican factories. This is all part of the deindustrialization program and getting us off the land. It is Agenda 21. It is the UN treaty. It is the plan that's been used in Mexico and Burma and in countries in Africa. This is an exact program that has been used to drive the native peoples off their lands. And the Native Americans are pointing out, hey, this is our land you stole to begin with, and now you got a bunch of white people in here fighting over whose it is. Well, that's a good point, because if you look at the armored vehicles and the BLM arming to the teeth and all these agencies getting armed and all these agencies demonizing the liberty movement, they're branding it now all over the country. People that try to stay in rural areas and be self-sufficient, whether you be Native American, white, black, whatever you are, to where you are basically seen as a terrorist and where you are seen as an enemy and where the sheriff's departments admit we have these armored vehicles for the constitutional movement. And then they walk the constitutional movement right into their trap in their place and their time. So there is a move to push us off the land. There is a move to use drones, you know, against a family in North Dakota who kept having cattle come on their property, so they rounded a few of them up, and then they called it cattle poaching and sent in Homeland Security with a drone. Remember that? So there is a move to pick a fight with rural communities. There is a move to hire imperious, arrogant, hateful land management groups to then basically force locals to choose a side, whether you're with the feds, who themselves are globalists, or whether you're, quote, with the locals and, quote, the militia. And then half the time, the so-called militia itself is led or infiltrated by globalist operatives who then be sure that they can lead the militias internally to make them look stupid, sound unreasonable. And by the way, folks, I interviewed State Knife, the top British commando who was inside the IRA, actually running it. Okay. In fact, I've interviewed four of those commandos. Two of them died within a month of being on my show. Look up the interviews from 8-9 years ago. And it has been declassified that since the 70s, the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, to make Sinn Féin and more reasonable groups look radical, led the IRA carrying out bombings against civilian targets. There was a real IRA that had guns that would fight the British troops. But another IRA was formed, basically, and even the IRA didn't know that it was British government run. All right? And they would break the kneecaps and even kill people under them if they wouldn't carry out bombings or if they wouldn't carry out shootings. And this has all come out of the British papers. Okay, so that same management system is going on here where they want to lead the militia movement, when the globalists do horrible things in America, kill farmers, kill ranchers, take property, you name it. They want to lead these movements to make them look unreasonable. Now, again, what the Fed-run militias do every time I point this out is they go, you shut up, you're a Fed. We're not Feds. You said we're Feds. I'm not saying you're Feds. I'm saying the globalist foundation operatives above the Feds are infiltrating and leading groups. It's been in the news hundreds of times. Okay, I told you Hal Turner was a Fed. He was attacking me constantly. And then it turned out he was a high-level Fed, national security-level FBI. They still burned him and put him in prison once hackers got into his information. So that's another message to you snitches. Your bosses will hang you out to dry because you know where the bodies are buried, and they want to discredit you down the road. So that's key to understand. And I'm basically just trying to cover all the points of the compass here. We had a big victory in that the Feds did the right thing and didn't shoot those folks when they came across the line at the whole Bundy Ranch situation. That could have been an absolute new Waco, disastrous fiasco. And it would have been the shot heard around the world, the image of people with American flags on the back of horses being shot off by Feds in goon outfits. That's why the Feds didn't pull the trigger that day. They want to have the Civil War start when they want it to start, So the American people are all fighting with each other while the globalists control us and manipulate both sides, just like they've done in Ukraine, just like they've done in Syria, just like they've done in Northern Ireland and Ireland itself, over and 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 over again. So that's what this comes down to. And you're facing 21st century warfare here. The main reason I'm going over all this as well is a lot of the feds don't even know how this works. The stuff I'm getting into here has taken decades of deep research, decades of interviewing world experts, and decades of going through it myself with these people trying to set us up. I was reading about Clive and Bundy 6-7 days ago before he traveled to Oregon and got arrested, and the press was trying to call him, and his daughter got on the phone and said, he doesn't talk to anyone but militia. That's the first thing the feds get you to do is stop talking to the media. Only talk to the militia commander. Only talk to the militia director of communications. You know, only talk to your bodyguard. And this is how they get in and manage everybody with paranoia. And then they know where you're going, what you're doing, what's being planned. It's also possible that the four people left inside, one or more, may actually be an operative and may be leading the group and wanted the standoff to go a little bit longer so they could demonstrate why they need the armored vehicles and the rest of it. I'm not saying that, but historically, that's one of the things that we see happen and take place. So this whole thing is a giant trap. The whole thing is flypaper. The whole thing is set up to make land rights activists look stupid. And the Bundys mean well, but they walked right into a trap. But remember, even Fox News supported the Bundys and people like Hannity and others, because folks are mad about the land being taken in this country. People are concerned about what's happening. They're aware of the persecution that's taking place, and they're really ready for a fight. So, see, if Fox News sits there and attacks land rights groups, they know they'll lose their audience. So first, there has to be an internal takeover of the land rights movement and then an internal demonization campaign in the country so they can then kick off the next phase of incrementally persecuting people that try to go out west or that try to go to rural areas and be left alone. That way, it's also a new market for the defense contractors for their armored vehicles, their drones, their surveillance out west, and turn that into the new economy. Because they are planning massive, massive persecution. The answer for all these militias and people is to put on a suit and tie, to run for office, to become local commissioners, and then to have community shooting clubs where you invite out the Rotary Club and everybody else, and then you have marksman contests with, you know, $1,000 prizes from the local car dealership or the local gun shop. And your mainstream, by mainstream, you take underground liberty-based systems and you then put it out mainstream because that's what Americana is. And you don't do it hiding in the woods. You don't do it being led by the feds. You don't do it in paranoia. You do it out in the shining sunlight in the open. We get legislatures elected. We get governors elected. We get congresspeople elected, and we point out there has been a literal foreign globalist takeover in this country. So I'm very, very sad for the Bundys. This whole thing is just a disaster. It has reversed the victory on making land rights activists look good and strong and pure. It has reversed that and caused a problem. But overall, I thank God that only one person's died, and I obviously wish he wouldn't have been killed, Mr. Lavoie. But this isn't the time or place for a physical fight. We're winning the info war. 90% of war is informational. We have the moral high ground, and we have a right to defend ourselves. But being maneuvered into occupations and things like that is not a good idea of a lone building. When you're talking about hundreds of thousands of acres that people have surface rights to, grazing rights to, being stolen by them raising fines and fees designed to kick us off the land, that was the moral high ground. Still incredibly dangerous. So that's the basics. I'm going to throw the transmission back to David Knight and the crew there. I'm going to be filing some other reports throughout the day, and Lord willing, I'll be back in studio live for the full 3-4 hours tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I know David and I will have some more points to add to this, but now two sons and the father are in jail there in Oregon and are facing different conspiracy charges to impede federal officers and the rest of it. And again, the feds are illegitimate, but the general public doesn't understand that they've been occupied and taken over. They don't understand that it's completely lawless. And at the same time, the average federal person themselves is not our enemy and is compartmentalized as well. And if you won't fight now in the information war, you'll never fight physically in a physical war. Because if we can do a physical war, it means we've lost the info war. And it means that the globalists are getting what they want. I sincerely pray for peace. I do prepare for war, and by that, information war, to try to affect the future battle space so that people know who the sides are. That is the most important point. Folks need to know who the different sides of this situation are. They need to understand the globalists have taken over. They're trying to play us off against each other because it's the only way they can win. Understand that. And they've got us like little toy soldiers, like little boys, lined up now to basically fight with each other and kill each other. And it's so stupid. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. If you are listening and watching this transmission, you are the resistance. We're going to go to break and come right back with David Knight on the other side. You can add your points, obviously, to what we've been saying.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Well,
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Today, tonight, we're going to be talking to Joe Biggs in the next hour. We're going to keep up with what's happening at the Oregon standoff as things develop there. Franklin Graham has flown in. He's there with a state rep from Nevada, Michelle Fiore. They are trying to negotiate this out peacefully, trying to get these last four people out without being killed. But, of course, as Cliven Bundy goes in, the FBI immediately arrests him as he gets off the plane. Almost looks like they don't want to resolve this peacefully. It looks like they want to fuel the fear and paranoia of the people who remain in the reserve. So we'll see what happens. We're going to, as I said, talk to Joe Biggs. He's been monitoring this. We see financial markets collapsing around the world. This is the top of the Drudge Report. All this morning has been about gold surging to a one-year high on fears of financial uncertainty. It has jumped 3.6% today. It's on track for its biggest daily rise since December 1st, 2014. And, of course, at the same time, and because of that, the tumbling global stocks as well as the falling dollar. The dollar hit a 16-month low against the yen on Thursday. Investors were spooked by what Janet Yellen told Congress. And, of course, she's panicking the markets, talking about interest rates. Sweden has cut interest rates deeper into negative territory. This is the central bank of Sweden, has now lowered its key interest rate even further below zero, said it is prepared to use its full toolbox of measures. That would be all the Keynesian tricks, which have not really worked so far, but they're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again. Isn't that definition of insanity here? Swedish policymakers have unleashed unprecedented stimulus over the past year to save the economy from deflation and keep the krona from appreciating. So with all of this happening, we have other people who are looking at this and saying this could be the end of capitalism as we know it with another financial crash. That's the Daily Telegraph. They're looking at it and saying we are too fragile fiscally as well as psychologically. That's what the UK Telegraph says. Another collapse accompanied by a fresh banking bailout by the taxpayers would trigger a cataclysmic, uncontrollable backlash. Look, let's understand that if we're going to have another bailout, this is not capitalism, folks. This is just corporate corruption of our government. If you get bailed out like that is not capitalism. Capitalism has not failed. Capitalism has not been tried. And let me say something to all the socialists out there, all the crony socialists, okay? Let me give you an example of crony socialism right out of the New Hampshire election. We talked about this multiple times. Bernie Sanders got the same number of delegates as Hillary Clinton, right? He got about 150,000 votes. He got 15 delegates. So that's 10,000 voters get him one delegate. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, has one party apparatchik that can do whatever she wants. So one of the socialist party apparatchiks equals 10,000 voters. How's that for socialism? How's that for crony socialism? You know, some socialists are more equal than other socialists. Maybe you need to put down your catcher in the rye and start looking at Animal Farm. Now, while all this economic collapse is happening around us, as people are saying, this is the end of capitalism, and it may be a rough ride this year. The stock market, financial markets have been going down. Understand you need to prepare. That's one of the reasons we have a 24-hour flash sale on InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods. We have 30 to 40% off the retail price, as well as free shipping if you get orders over $50. And, of course, these are all USA ingredients. It's all packaged in the U.S. Everything from the tote to the packaging to the food, everything is made in the U.S. It's balanced kits with breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, snacks. You can get a three-month supply for the most variety, and they have Ziploc packaging. So once you open it, you can use it for a couple of days, but it will stay fresh for years. Again, a 24-hour flash sale, 30 to 40% off retail, free shipping on orders $50 or more. That's at InfoWarsStore.com, 1-888-253-3139. Take advantage of that. Prepare for the future. These are unstable times.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.